We're going to start with a very eagerly anticipated new series on Netflix, which arrives on Thursday, the 21st of March. It's called Three Body Problem, and here's a clip.
There must be 30 dead scientists in the past month.
Christ, another countdown.
Has anyone else seen it? What happened to them?
So this is from the makers of Game of Thrones, so naturally there's been a lot of buzz about what they were going to come up with next. The title, in case you were wondering, which I certainly was, A Three-Body Problem is a scientific conundrum to do with the positions and velocities of three bodies of mass when they attract each other with gravity. But don't let that put you off, because you don't have to be really good at physics to enjoy this. So this is fascinating. It's based on a series of sci-fi novels, okay, by Chinese author Liu Cixin, called Remembrance of Earth's Past. And yes, it's our old friend Dual Timelines, Hannah. So it starts in 1960s Beijing, and the Cultural Revolution is going on, and we see a physics academic is being dragged out in front of the crowd because the theories of Einstein are considered sort of Western imperialist nonsense, and he has to denounce them or something bad is going to happen. So that's what happened then. And you see his daughter is watching in the crowd. And so what she does next, she's then put on a construction team and then ends up working on this secret project involving a huge satellite dish. So something's going to happen there, which is going to impact on the present day. So in Oxford, we meet a group of scientists' friends. There's also a suicide in a particle collider. That's pretty dramatic. And one of the scientists starts seeing these sort of flashing lights in her field of vision that seem to be spelling out a countdown. They keep changing. So it's a fascinating premise. And a number of scientists have committed suicide, and these deaths are being investigated by this intelligence officer called Dar Shi, played by the brilliant Benedict Wong. It's a really intriguing premise. Don't worry, it's not all going to be really heavy stuff about physics, though it is kind of a mix of like a murder mystery. There's some stuff about a virtual reality game that a couple of the characters get involved in that takes them to ancient times in England and China, I think. That's beautifully rendered. I mean, it all looks amazing. They've spent a lot of money on this, and it's all up there on screen. So it looks great. I don't think you'll be disappointed if you've been looking forward to this. I suppose the fear would be, is it all going to be resolved satisfactorily or not, as is often the case with these very mysterious sci-fi slash fantasy shows. But I have to say, I was very impressed with what I'm seeing so far. Kind of the concept of the idea of alien invasion will come up as well. You're going to see the brilliant Sir Jonathan Pryce will appear as an environmentalist turned oil tycoon. So yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect, particularly because of the weird title, and obviously I hadn't done my research in advance. But I can say it looks great, it's intriguing, it's different, and I would recommend it. What did you think, Hannah?
It is different, isn't it? I mean, I think that when you've got the Game of Thrones and you know that they were, you know, that was such a big hit, that you kind of think, well, that's a pretty high bar, isn't it? But I think this is so different that once you get your head past that, you won't even remember that they're anything to do with it to a degree, because it is just so different. It's not, it's something quite meaty, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's pretty meaty. You can get your teeth really stuck into it. And I didn't think, I mean, I'm not the hugest fan of Game of Thrones just because of the actual violence in it, but I know that I am probably in the significant minority there. But, and I did think with this, is this going to be a bit too kind of heavy going? You know, as you say, the kind of like the scientific side of things, is it just going to be a bit dull? It's not. I think it is interesting. And from what I've seen so far, okay.